I shall now put you to the height of your reading.
And we show myself highly fed and lowly taught. I know my business is butler at court.
Butler at court? Why, what place makes you special when you put off that contempt? But to the court.
Truly, madam, if God have lent a man any manners, he may easily put it off at court. He that cannot make a leg, put off his cap, kiss his hand, and say nothing, has neither leg, hands, lip, nor cap. And indeed, such a fellow to say precisely, but not for the court. But for me, I have an answer will serve all men.
Harry, that bountiful answer fits all questions.
From below your duke to beneath your constable. Okay. Ask me if I'm a courtier. Do you know harm to learn?
Be young again if we could. I will pay a fooling question, hoping to be the wiser by your answer. I tell you, sir, are you a courtier?
Oh, Lord, sir. There's a simple putting up. More, 100 of them.
I'm a poor friend of yours that loves you.
Oh, Lord, sir. Take spare not me.
I think, sir, you can eat none of this homely meat.
Oh, Lord, sir. You put me to it, I warned you.
You were lately whipped, sir, I think.
Oh, Lord, sir. Spare not me.
You cry, O Lord, such your whipping, and spare not me. Indeed, your spare not me is very sequent to your whipping. You would answer well enough for a whipping, and you were bound to it.
I have just nothing in my life, in my own Lord, sir. I see. Things may serve long, but not serve ever.
But the noble housewife with the time to entertain it so readily with a fool.
Oh, Lord, sir. Why, that serves well again.
An end to it. To your business. Give this to Helen and urge her to a present answer back. Commend me to my kinsman and my son. This is not much.
Not much commendation to them?
Not much employment for you. Do you understand me?
Most fruitful. I'm there before my legs.